So with regards to prescribing buprenorphine for at-home dosing, I wanted to just sort of put in a quick word about diversion. A lot of our concerns about prescribing opioids in general and a lot of the federal and state and hospital-based restrictions and metrics and quality projects sort of surround reducing opioid prescribing based on our concern for diversion and misuse. And to be sure, that's obviously a concern. That's obviously a big part of the opioid crisis. And opioid treatment programs, like methadone clinics and sort of clinic-based treatment programs, have built-in mechanisms and requirements to assess for and guard against diversion, including like annual requirements for drug testing, things like that. From the ED, I really don't think this is needs to be our main concern, partly because we are generally giving a much shorter course of buprenorphine than many other settings. I think you could make the argument we should be giving longer courses than we are to make sure people can get into care, but the reality of it is we're not. And then with that said, even when diverted, buprenorphine often goes to other people who are trying to come off of full opioid agonists. So it's not particularly good as a drug of abuse. It's, it doesn't have the same euphoric effects as other full opioid agonists. And it's rarely, if ever, the opioid that people first use that sort of leads to like an opioid addiction or an opioid use disorder. And it's very rarely the drug of choice in misuse of opioids for euphoric or unprescribed use. Even when it is occasionally used for euphoric or for non sort of therapeutic purposes, which seems to be the minority of cases of misuse, it's still the safest drug of misuse that's available. In general, people who are misusing buprenorphine are using it to try to either treat or prevent symptoms of withdrawal. And a lot of people that are using unprescribed buprenorphine are doing so because they are unable to access prescribed buprenorphine or methadone treatment. So, not at all making the case that we should just prescribe and with the intention of diversion, but fundamentally, by prescribing patients an adequate supply and an easily accessible supply of buprenorphine that is prescribed for them, we are decreasing the number of patients who need to look for unprescribed buprenorphine. We're also diminishing its street value by reducing the number of people who aren't able to access medically prescribed treatment. It's one of those things. I sort of acknowledge there is the potential that this is going to be diverted, but because the absolute contraindications of this are so minimal, effectively, there are no absolute contraindications, just about the risk of fatal overdose is extremely minimal. And overall, it's usually going to be going to people that it's helping. So it's sort of from a philosophical perspective, I think I'm less concerned about diversion of buprenorphine. I also think the street value of buprenorphine is lower, so it's less likely to be diverted or misused. And fundamentally, I think it just comes down to treat the patient in front of you, and our concerns about the sort of theoretical diversion risk, which are not super common, super substantiated through literature, shouldn't discourage us from appropriately treating the patient in front of us. There is some conversation sort of amongst providers about like our provider metrics and how many patients do we prescribe above a 3-day limit of opioids or whatever. So I mean, obviously, you have to make this clinical decision based on the pressures sort of on you as a provider and based on the patient in front of you. But the overall risks of diversion, I think, are significantly less than the risks of untreated opioid use disorder.